KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies, 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy with isolated afternoon showers possible today, a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa news, a man from Pottawatomie County was arrested late last night near Lake Icaria in Adams County for public intoxication. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 25-year-old Jeremy Scott Dolph of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 11:35 p.m. after a park officer saw Dolph walking around the shoulder of Kale Avenue by a parked vehicle following a traffic stop. Dolph was being held in the Adams County Jail on $300 bond. Police in Red Oak Sunday evening arrested 26-year-old James Leroy Christensen Jr. of Red Oak. Christensen Jr. was taken into custody in the 300 block of South 6th Street for disorderly conduct. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. And sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested two people for public intoxication. At around 3:30 a.m. Sunday, 38-year-old Devin Renee Diaz of Omaha was taken into custody, and 33-year-old Chad Allen Raptus of Kayenta, Arizona, was arrested at around 8:45 p.m. Saturday. Both men were booked into the Montgomery County Jail for public intoxication. Their bonds were set at $300 each. One person was injured during a collision Saturday evening in Creston. Authorities say a 2003 Ford Mustang, driven by 76-year-old Richard Castor of Creston, was traveling south on Lincoln Street and through the intersection with Townline Street when his car was struck by an eastbound 2016 Chevy SUV, driven by 85-year-old Shirley Hag of Orient. Witnesses say Hag ran the red light. Castor was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston for treatment of suspected minor injuries. Hag was not injured. Damage from the crash amounted to $18,000. There were no citations immediately issued. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say an investigation into a single vehicle accident early Sunday morning near the intersection of Quince Avenue and 190th Street resulted in the arrest of the vehicle's driver. Authorities say 23-year-old Mario Pantoja of Lenox failed a standardized field sobriety test and registered more than three times the legal limit for intoxication at .247 on the breath test. Pantoja was taken into custody at around 1:15 a.m. Sunday and booked into the Adams County Jail for OWI first offense, but once inside the jail, was found to be in possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. He was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance, third or greater offense, and he faces a felony possession of contraband inside of jail facility charge. His cash bond only was set at $8,000. Several people who witnessed a rollover accident Saturday night in Council Bluffs are being credited with saving the life of a 54-year-old Council Bluffs man who nearly drowned as a result of the crash. Bluffs police say officers were called to the area of I-80 eastbound at the South 24th Street I-29 northbound exit ramp for a single vehicle accident that happened a little after 9:45 p.m. Saturday. Authorities say a Pontiac Grand Prix was traveling eastbound and left the roadway and grazed a road sign at the beginning of the exit ramp split. The vehicle then re-entered the roadway and veered left, where it struck a light pole, continued off the roadway on the south side of the exit ramp, and came to rest at the bottom of the ditch, upside down, submerged in waist-deep water. Witnesses who saw the accident were able to get the unconscious, unidentified driver's head out of the water. Council Bluffs medics arrived and removed the driver and transported him to a local hospital where he was being treated for his injuries. The crash remained under investigation. The exit ramp was closed for over 2 hours while Council Bluffs Police Traffic Unit investigated the accident. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant M.J. Brinkman said they'd like to thank the citizens of Council Bluffs and the surrounding cities for their quick action to assist the driver in his time of need. Two separate traffic stops Saturday night resulted in a couple of arrests. At around 10:30 p.m., 19-year-old Ricardo Almaguer Jr. of Lenox was arrested for driving under suspension. His bond was set at $300. And at around 8:17 p.m. Saturday, 51-year-old Lonnie Ray Sheffroth of Corning was arrested for driving while license revoked, OWI-based. He was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. And the Atlantic Elks Lodge is holding a fundraiser to benefit veterans of Cass County. Elks member Mark McNeese said more specifically, the fundraiser is for a project in the Field of Glory area in the Atlantic Cemetery to make it easier for people to access that Field of Glory.
What we're looking to do is build a sidewalk and spruce it up a little bit with some medallions as well. It's not going to be just a sidewalk, but it's going to be a pretty good project that I think is going to really benefit and help out.
McNeese said the idea came about from seeing veterans walk across the grass as their branch of service was called to lay a wreath at the Field of Glory in recent years, which was dedicated on Memorial Day 1944. The project will make it easier for the aging veterans to walk toward the memorial area.
I've watched over the years, and a lot of these guys, you know, that are doing and helping out, you know, they're, let's face it, they're up there, and they're, yeah, some of them using a walker or very unsteady, and then carrying a wreath at the same time. You know, I've vivid memories of a lot of good friends that I've been fortunate enough to know, veterans, and you think of Shorty Parrott and some of them that helped out and went up there, and it's like, don't need to risk them falling down and suffering an injury on uneven ground there. So let's see if we can get them a nice smooth surface to go up through there and make it a little bit safer.
It would also make it more wheelchair accessible. An announcement will be made during Memorial Day services this morning that the Elks are looking for donations to help pay for the sidewalk project. McNeese says their goal is to raise $5,000. In the funeral announcements, Norma Elaine Oakletree, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Norma Oakletree will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Betty J. Olson, age 89, who's formerly of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Betty Olson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Deborah K. Inman, age 60, of Audubon, died May 20th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A celebration of life service for Deborah Inman will be tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Thomas William Fletcher, age 31, of Irwin, died May 18th. A visitation for Thomas Fletcher will be held tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan, with a memorial service set for 10 a.m. Saturday at the First Assembly of God Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Eugene Michael Bintz, age 65, of Oakland, died Friday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Eugene Bintz will be held this Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ioma Hubbard, age 92, who's formerly of Walnut, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Ioma Hubbard will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Roger Berg, age 63, of Fontenelle, died May 24th in Des Moines. Graveside services for Roger Berg will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Bryant Cemetery in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Keith Allen Jensen, age 84, of Irwin, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Keith Jensen will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Jerry Herrick, age 75, of Wyota, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Jerry Herrick are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.